In the Beis Hamikdash, that we know that the stones of the Mizbeach should not be yun stones, lo sivne esen gazis, ki char becha hinafta leva techalala. And Chazal say that there's a kind of a mutually exclusive principle, that the Mizbeach is created leharich yom of shaladam, to extend people's lives, and Barzel is created in some sense lekatzer yom of shaladam, that it makes people's lives shorter. Obviously, it's used as a weapon of war, and therefore the ma'arich and the makatzer cannot exist together. So we actually find this halacha in the context of shul as well, that somebody should not come into shul with a revealed weapon, in particular a revealed knife. Birosh Megula, sakin Birosh Megula, is considered to be a violation of this principle. Now you say, well, where's the Mizbeach? I thought this was a halacha in the Beis Hamikdash, this is a halacha in the Mizbeach, this is a halacha in Korbanos. So the Aruch HaShulchan quotes, he says, Tfila v'talmud Torah ma'arichin yamav shel adam, that we don't have a Mizbeach, but we have something that's either just as good, if not better. The Gemara Menachos says that people who learn about the halachos of the korbanos don't need to offer those korbanos, not taken literally, but it has a certain meaning. So when it comes to a place where we daven, a place where we come together, as we're doing right now, to learn, so we should not enter with an exposed weapon. The truth of the matter is that there's a different halacha in the Gemara in Sanhedrin based on the story of Pinchas, that Vayikach Romach Biado, that was only Vayako Mitocha Kahal, that the Gemara says that he only actually took his weapon after leaving the Ohel Moed. And in general, we learned that whether or not it would be concealed, that you shouldn't bring a weapon into shul. Now, obviously, if it's a matter of Pikuach Nefesh, as we've had in more recent years, unfortunately, and in Israel, certainly, people carry weapons with them 24/7. In which case, pikuach nefesh is doches kol Torah kula in this instance as well. But in principle, it seems to be that there are two different halachos. One of them is with respect to a davar shel barzel. One shouldn't go into a shul with an open carry metal object, a weapon. That's a din of the marich and the mekatzer. There's a second halacha of bringing any weapon, a firearm or whatever it is, into the shul. That's derived from Pinchas. So either way, we know that this is a place of a marichin yamav shel adam, of tefillah and Talmud Torah. It's a place where we have the opportunity to celebrate and to affirm life, and it's not a place where we would naturally bring any weapons. Rabbi Chanan ben Akashan, Retz Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zakos, Esrel, Afika, Achir, Mitor, Mitzvah, Shanamar, Adonai, Chafetz, Saban, Tzidko, Yagdil, Torah, V'Adir, Kadosh, Derabanan.